The House of Representatives has approved a bill making changes in Head Start, the popular preschool program for low-income children. The bill includes a pilot program championed by President Bush that would transfer funding and control of Head Start from the federal government to some states. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The two parties agree on much of the Head Start bill: improved training and higher accountability standards for teachers, and more money for the program. But President Bush's proposal to allow some states to begin taking over the program has been a source of conflict. The Bush administration argues Head Start has departed from its original mission of preparing disadvantaged children for grade school. Head Start now includes many nutritional, medical, and behavioral programs. Republicans say Head Start can't be all things to all people. And during debate, several House Republicans pointed to statistics showing Head Start children score well below the national average when they enter school. Chairman of the Education and Workforce Committee, Ohio's John Boehner, said kids aren't getting an even break, much less a Head Start.
And it isn't because there's a lack of funding. We've almost doubled funding for Head Start since 1995. What's holding Head Start back is that it's become isolated from change and improvement.
Boehner said if some states had control of Head Start, they could coordinate with their own programs and streamline services aimed at very young children. When Republicans first floated the idea of handing Head Start over to the states, resistance arose from several quarters. So the bill in its final form would set up a pilot program for up to 8 states to take over Head Start. Democrats call this the first step toward dismantling the program. They said Head Start kids score far above other disadvantaged children. And California's Maxine Waters said the program works in part because it sends money directly from the federal government to the local programs, bypassing the state capitals.
We bypass the governors on purpose to keep them from snatching the money from Head Start, and you have thrown it back into a block grant. And that money is going to be siphoned off in even states like mine where we have a $38 billion deficit.
That's exactly what most Head Start programs worry about as well. Joel Ryan heads government affairs for the National Head Start Association.
It would turn the program over to cash-strapped states and allow them to set the level of standards of quality. And these states don't have very good levels of quality, especially since they've been making cutbacks in these early care programs.
House Republicans say the bill would not allow the pilot states to divert Head Start funds to other uses, and that Democrats are overblowing the changes pilot states could make. Another contentious part of the bill would allow Head Start programs run by religious organizations to hire employees based on their faith or practices. Republicans, like Michigan's Vernon Ehlers, called it a civil right.
These are not people who are trying to proselytize. They are people who are trying to serve, and serve in the name of God.
But Democrats called the measure a license to discriminate and tried unsuccessfully to strip it from the bill. In the end, after midnight, the bill eked by on a margin of a single vote, and it faces an uncertain future in the Senate. But President Bush is likely to continue pushing the legislation, and Republicans say there may be room for a compromise deal to emerge after the summer recess. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.